river and the lake, because the river says that Rishon al Piyadim Zainim Chayavim, Rishara b'momim kashazom amaloi kashos, Rishara b'momim kashazom amaloi kashos, Di'ekshab'chazore. So the reason is why Afim Shilin, so the Chayav, because it's reversible. And if it's reversible, so it's never also. Also means irreversibly also. Implemented so that it's not reversible anymore. That's considered implemented. But if it can be reversed, so then it's not considered implemented. So the according to the reverse, in shilling years they have to pay mitzad which mechayev. They are two mechayevim. One mechayev is the zonah. The other passive mechayev is also. So by me said there is no mechayev. But here by no mean we have to consider two mechayevim. According to the reverse, so the mechayev of also is not shayach. The mechayev of also is not shayach. Because in ancient Nadim by Mominals, and it's like the Rashbo, the Revo is like the Rashbo, on the contrary, there is no machleke between Mechilt and Oshas. The Mechilt Gabibeya says, in ancient Nadim, and by the other Zikin, the Oshas says that ancient Nadim, because the Adam Azikin is based upon the Ma'isavere, whereas Beir is based upon the Ma'isavere. In Zemun, according to Rav Akiva, is Knaas is certainly based upon the Ma'isavere. So according to the Rashbo, according to the Mechilta, and according to Arshas, where it's Knaas, so we say, in Ancient Nadim. So the Givor says the reason is why I feel shield. Our purity is chayavim is not because of the mechayev of Asa. Chayev of Asa couldn't be an ancient adim because of the mechayev of Zama. It is mechayev of Zama. But we have examples akosuf. You can be mechayev the inzeminim for Zama if it was already implemented. Here it's not implemented because it's reversed. The Ri says, the Ri Miforesh Litzorch Vaitaymeh. So, I don't know, I'm not sure. You see, as far as the Rivoshit is concerned, so it is clear that according to Rivo, the Aloch of Nish Nadin applies to a moment of Knas. It's clear. As far as the Rishit is concerned, I don't know, maybe the Rishit is that for two reasons the pshat in the Ri is inachname. It's not, he has to resort to both reasons. You see, the rational of the Ri is the Ri miforesh litzorich laitaim. He doesn't say he's chelik anri. Litzorich laitaim. But maybe the pshat in the Ri is inachname. The Ri agrees with the river. That since it's Efshe B'chazor, it's reversible, some Mele, it's not us. Also means irreversibly implement. But if it's reversible, it's not us. So it's not us. Some Mele, he could be Mechayev for the Zema. And then there are two Mechayev in here. But he doesn't have to pay twice. But according to Ri, he's chayev in the case of shilling, so he could be chayev manefshach. He could be chayev manefshach. First of all, he could agree with the Rivo. That's why he used the Russian to litzorich laitaim. In other words, we don't have to resort. But he can go along with the Rivo's longest. That he's chayev for the Zaman also. But even if we were to assume that when it's reversible, so it's not considered, so it is considered also, even when it's reversible, it's still considered also, but he would be mechuyev because of the Adam Mechayev, because of the also itself. So Menefshach is chayev. Ida is chayev, because the Gemara is right, that it's Zoma, because it's still reversible. So it's chayev because of the Zoma. You Zoma. Or even if we are not to agree with the reverse lamdas, that when it's reversible, it's still zama. And if we were to say not like the river, and we were to say that it's not zama anymore, because it's already also, but then there is mechuyev because of the mechayev of us. So it's two separate questions.
According to Shita Mekubetzis, it's
the
explanation. According to Shita Mekubetzis' explanation of the kasha, the reason why the Riva and the Ri had explained here, because otherwise it's not considered a mazik.
Yeah.
So if we say that the mechayev is kasha zamam according to the Riva, so then we still have the kasha of why is it considered a mazik? Because according to the
Riva. Alright, you know. You mean he's because of the on a theoretical level, he's not chayev. You know, for being mazik, for being mechasamomet. But even if you have mechasamomet, except that this zomam is still there. But on a practical level, there is a chasamomet. So maybe it can be called mazik.
But what was bothering the Riva in the first place? Because they are only chayim in the case of kasher zomam, not future kasher
zomam. Is that how could it be called mazik when there is no chasamomet? Mazik means that there's someone. The expression mazik designates somebody who is mechasama. But if we say like Rabbi Yonosov, that in case Ishiel, there is no chiyuv, when is there a chiyuv? In case of Leishiel, he's not mechasama. Why is it called mazik? Why is it called mazik? I think there's the point. The true pshat in the tesis here. Now, we left off by ignoring Le'a Asher Ki Aray Amar. My comma, Amar Aviv, Mishnit Rav Ha'am comma. Lichtiv Rachmone Chode, V'teis Yidach Munei, Chode Amar, Chode Mechode Re'asi. ולא זה וזה שיש בו רחיים. מה היא קורמה? אומר רב נשאר שיהיה משמיד רוב רחיים. ליכתי ורחמו לתארתי, ויתן סייד אוכמיני. עוד היום האחרון מתארת לא יעשה, מעלה צידרה שלי. ליכתי ורחמו לתארתי, שיר ומווה, ויתן סייד שמיני. תחי פרח אסמר לי קרן שחלקם נוסרה, אז היא קרמי מהשם תחייך. מה ראשון שישנה לזיקי קרן יחייך? ורב דירום העמה וזה עוד אום, תיס אורך, כי פרח אסמר לי שיש חלקם נוסרה, אז היא תימה באיש עוד אום יחייך. שאפילו אין כאן נוסרה, אז היא חי, כי התנאו עוד מוד ביני המיוש, מה לא עוד המשך חי לבות ואולים של יחייך? הצער של גורם שדאק מהזיק שפוס רחם ואוויש. עוד אמר, חודם מתארת אמנה לעשי, בלא יראי כאיבן לתור עד מנשן, קרם מווה, קרם שמו, קרם נודום, וי קודנט נורמל תאיש ומת. בלא יראי קרם מווה שאיש בן רחם גריש. דן רב הסוס, אומר רב, ביקולה כשוד יסבי הבינאי עשי כולו מסת, דיבר מכאן. In other words, if the Torah mentioned Be'er and another Mazik, the Be'er must be among the two Mazikim that the Torah tells us that is Chayev. If the Torah mentioned Be'er and another Mazik, so then we could learn out all the other Mazikim, except Ki'an. Mishum Dikel Mufrach. מלכוי שחרמו הדמוסחלוס אומן באמר אדרה בקרן הדיפה שכמנוס להזיק אפילו קרן הנס סורה שסייס להספר שיח בתייס וסייס דמנדומה הוא סייס קרן הדיפה דץ Yetz Rav Pop, because Rav Pop, the machloket between Rav Pop and Rav and Rav Yishua, was a palginiski momene or palginiski knose. So Rav Pop says palginiski is knose. Rav Pop says palginiski knose. So that means the sam shvorim is becheske shimokai. Because Shimokai, so inside a din, from the point of view of strict din, so from the point of view of strict din, you should put a legam. But Chachmoy can say in order that you should be extra, extra careful. So Melis Mas, and that's Chavonu Rav Shem. Rav says that it's moment. Because Tam Shvorim Bechaslav Bechaseshimakai. Some Melei is negligent. So Mitzat, from the point of view of strict din, he should be Chayim Neyachol, because he was negligent. He's, the average ox is considered ferocious. Ferocious. Wild. So Melei is negligent. He's negligent, he should be Chayim even the first time, Neyachol. But he's not so negligent, so the male is. So the Torah has Rachmonis. Had Rachmonis on him. So the male, but at least to the extent of have damages, it's moment. It's moment. So, according to Ramatam, Mandom Rabba Bekern Adifesh, Kavanosi Lahazik, that means that's Hapop, who says that Stam Shvorim Lava Chedeshim Okaime. So on the contrary, so then if the Torah had mentioned Beir and another Mazik, we could learn out Karen also. We couldn't say, well, Karen is cow because Karen is more than Chulasan. But the fact is, because Karen is not Medim Chulosan, Karen is cow. So because the fact that it's not Medim Chulosan, that's especially Achmanes the Torah. These are our explanations. So Mandoma, Adar Rabbi Karen, Adifimus Lahazik, Afu Karen Lahazik, El Mayu, Kasu Achmane. So the Torah could have mentioned the Chiv of Beir and the Chiv of Shem, and not mention Eish, and not mention Regia, and not mention Odom. Why did the Torah mention all these Mazikim? So he said, if the Torah hadn't spelled out every Mazik, so the peculiar halachas that attach to a specific Mazik wouldn't apply. There is a peculiar halacha that is peculiar, is unique to Eish, Potter Talmud. There's the peculiar halacha that is unique to Beir, is Petach and Kelim. There is a peculiar halacha that is unique, peculiar to Odom, Chayvel Dvorim. So if the Torah hadn't spelled out all the Mazikin separately, there wouldn't be any unique halachas. There would be a chiyuv, a general chiyuv, and finished. But now the Torah spells out, so that's the purpose of spelling out. But Shevoi Odom Idash. Odom Echaiva Advarim, Eish Lifta Bishatomu, Urab Yudel Dimechaiv and Zitom Beish. So what's the peculiar halacha of Eish? Lasuye Mai, Lasuye Likhomuri Visich Sechavanov. She Likho Eish, Chishosi Shel Chavere, Visich Sechavanov, Chayv Avonim. Chayev, Bavonim Shayach Loshin Sichsuch, Shal Nisav Legamre, Eloshi Sichsucho, Vinidi Koreish Ben, Visichsucho Miat, Kidamrinon Gabi Ptima Sakin, Misuch Seres, Miruach Hara Shal Nivgon, Beizdorim, לגמרי. הוא לא רק אוסף איש וחי לי, בהנה, דנפקו ומוסם, מאוי הסוד הראש, מאמינו מענה ומסניסן, הומוסה, למחל בדבר שנראו לו, כנוח השם יקריש בכך, לא לא רואיץ, because איש is a special finish. After all, when the איש sees a star, and this is, doesn't happen very often, it is, happens very rarely, that איש should sing star. So you could say, since it's something that usually doesn't happen, it shouldn't be higher. So if the Torah hadn't spelled out Eish separately, and the Chiv of Eish would be on the basis of the general Aloha Mazik, so by all Mazikim, it's higher. Rolo, not Bashin, Rolo, Shen. Shen is higher, Shen. If the Behemoth eats a tree, but suppose the Behemoth eats paper, unless he goat, if he goat will paper, so then he'll be high, but another being because it's not whole. So Mele, if the Torah hadn't spelled out the Chiv of Shem, so then I would say the Shem, that the Torah hadn't spelled out the Chiv of Eish, and we'd have to learn it out from Beor and Shem, so then Eish wouldn't be chayef for Sichas Chavonov, because it's not Torah. Now the Torah spells it out, so Mele is chayef. So, you see, I don't want to go over the whole Rashi, because this Rashi is it's a long Rashi. It takes a lot of time. But the bottom line of this Gemara is that textually, we can consider two mechayvim in every mazik. Let's say the Odma mazik. So that two mechayvim Odma mazik. We'll be able to explain many Gemaras with that. One is the specific Chiv of Odma mazik, the parsha of the Odma dvarim, But then, the Rebbe says, even if the Torah hadn't spelled out, didn't have a separate Zerosakos of Olam Mazik and the Dvorim and so on, there would be a Chiyuv Mitzav general Mazik of Shmiras Nalach, a general Mechayv. So mainly, actually, we can consider two separate Mechayv. One Mechayv is a general Mechayv of Shmiras Nalach. And then, we have a special mechayev of Olam HaMazik. So sometimes, but when the specific mechayev doesn't apply, so then, but only the general mechayev, then there is no chiyuv of the old world. So that's why we have many chivlim. Many chivlim who are chayev nezek and not chayev all the world. So it can be explained on the basis of the general mechayev. Or sometimes, maybe it's still on the basis of the specific Mechayev, but there is a special Zeros HaKosov, that he's on Mechayev. He's on Mechayev in the case, he's on Mechayev Nezek, not Advan. For example, but that has to be discussed. Other word later, but that's only Nezek. The other Advan not, so it should be considered. Why is other word later? Is it on the basis of the general Mechayev, or is it on the basis of the specific Mechayev? So then you ask, if it is basis of Mechayev, how are we Mechayev between Nezek and the other world? It's a special Zosakosov. Let's say it's the basis, so it requires in Kavon and Amish. Pishaya is not enough Mechayev, so maybe here too. But anyway, we always have to consider Tum. By Odma Mazik, we have to consider two Mechayvim, a specific Mechayv, and then a general Mechayv of Shmiras Nalach that is learned out from Beor to Chad Maran. All right, we'll leave it here. All right. Just one more Gemara of the Shemit Mai Asik. The Bamajaram, but you have to go over the Rashi and Tesis. See, not a simple thing. kula ki shabiz boya b'naya asri kula libam mitar. Iksi boya b'chode me'anoch asri kula me'ahu umiyoch. In other words, in the Torah mentioned two mazik, there are a number of mazik. You have above us nizikim, but actually, if you count, so let's say, if you count, let's say, shleisha of us in shiloh itzaru, so you have three shiloh itzaru, then you have eish, so it's four, then you have boya, so you have five, and then you have Odom, so you have six. So you have six real mazikim, which are included in the above nizikim. Then the other nizikim, Rabbi Isha, Rabbi Chaya, all right, but there are six real nizikim that are included in the four mazikim. So if the Torah had mentioned Beir and one other, let's say the Torah had mentioned Beir and Ter, Beir and Deish, Beir and Chen, Beir and Regal, so then we could learn out all our mazik, even though, so it wouldn't be necessary for the Torah to mention six mazik. Beir and one more, we could learn all the others. So why does the Torah mention? Because of the specific halachas. Suppose the Torah wouldn't have mentioned the Teish is a mazik. We could learn out from Beir and Keren that Teish is a mazik, from Beir and Chen, from Beir and Regal that Teish is a mazik. But then I wouldn't know that there is something unique about Teish that is Tomnis Bota. Now the Torah mentions, I know there is something unique. The same thing is true. If the Torah had mentioned Beir and Deish, we could learn out Chen Berego. But I wouldn't know that Chen Berego is Bota Bishus Rabbi. Now the Torah mentions Chen Berego separately, so I know it's Bota Bishus Rabbi. So let's see the Rashi. Vikule kishodis Beir b'naye, kishodis Beir b'naye, the first two das in the Rashi. That helium base. Iksiv boya v'chodim ha'ana chase kula me'ahui u'miloch p'tzeh Hashem. Iksiv boya v'keron as yishem inayim ha'il di al-fuset v'ma motzim u'ma boya shindat v'alich v'hazik chayim. If boya is in boya is relatively cow means less of a reason to be mechayev. Chomer means more of a reason to be mechayev. So Beir is relatively calm because it's in dark area of Hazik. It's completely passive. It doesn't go and be mazik nizik. It stands in its place and the nizik comes to the mazik. So it's relatively calm because there is more reason to say that somebody who is Eilech Mazik is Chayef than somebody who is passive and Nizek comes to him Shubechayef. So Beir is relatively cow. So the relatively cow item. Not Beir Shindak Eilech Razik, the relatively cow item is Chayef Shein that is relatively homo. Shedat Erech Lazik V'Kol Shkines Yishchai Malu Beria, that's how Ida Metzina operates. Malu Beria Shechim Tres As Yosei Einu Nezek. We could say too that Beria on one hand in one respect is relatively cow because it's not Erech Mazik, it's passive. The Nezek comes in the Mazik. But in another respect Beria is Chomor. Shetres As Yosei Nezek, that at the very outset it becomes a trap in Yichus. So Mele, that's an additional reason to Mechai. As Yehdi, because of the Rikyan, as Shemina, I will have Bochum. Ma'abushin Dakar Rahazik Chayev Shayev Tifli Kal Still Chayev Shem Desivez Vechomo Certainly Shri Chayev Shem Shidakar Rahazik Lekolinshkin Ma'abushin Shechin Tresas Yosei. But then we can ask, do you know true that we can ask true that there is Chayev, but doesn't only possess a clue of in Dakar Razik, it possesses a chomer also, Tres has Yosef and Ezek. So in one respect it's more chomer, but Shem Dakar we are not so chomer, so Mila, how can we learn out? My reverse of that was in Ezek, think of a regular security. Mali cares from Mr. Hazi, Bilayah. And the Chodabi. So the usual Bamatsin works by Chodabi. Chodabi. The Chodabi, the Kerem of Bilayah, the Chulam Tresadu. So the very outset we say, Ma Bilashim Dato, Chodabi Chayev, Eilu Kulam, Eilu Kulam, Lekoshim, מאלי בירש נזני עזקתים ובכל אלו שם תחייך מאלי שם נשכין שם ולעזר יקרי וכל בירת עזייה אז אשר ושוין אף אני אבי כל אלו אבל קרם ולעס we could learn out all the music from גיר and another אב בירן שם for example but we could not learn out קרם from בירשם We couldn't learn out even Karen in it. Needless to mention Karen. Tom. Why? Mali since she's on the Ziki or her own daughter here. As I show half no colour, I've a corner asking I can leave her. Mala as I show the Shelby and the Shen. She called Shechem Yad Mirros until we care But Karen is not more than Tchulosa so we couldn't learn out Karen Karen is not as homo as Bury and Aramazi. The Chaymix is Bever, Yerasa, Kulam, Odin, Bury and Mamisha, because he powers as Marbush, Gerish, and Nezek, tell him Abisham, there is Verum Regal here. My Regal is Chemizik, he must hold Shom Yerachas to Mokhalil Bury here. The Hosa Adin, as I shall have a family of the Kolelu, Avokan Rasi, the Marasa of Shavarin, Shirin, and תראה לי קרן, שחיים יקוס אב, די אבי איש. תתאר, תספר לתאר את מנשן, די רנדי, עבר השין הבאי דינה, ליבריה, because מה בריר של נלך ומאזק? יש חייב, so all the other mazikim that הלך ומאזק בחייב, כי פארך אסמאל ביש, תלך ויש לו נזק. נזק, תימא ברגע ושם בי אדם, וצנת חולה יש לו נזק. עוד איש תחייך. איש תחייך. איש איזנת חולה שיש לו נזק, יהיה, אין סיור לסחי. שמי רגע שם ואדם הרוי זוכר. מה לא איש, הכי מאוד יש לו יכול, but this is the rush of what this is must. מלאי שייכים עד לסלח ובין שרולו ובין שאין רולו כנאי צמקים דאבונים תימא בישון שינדס לדבר רולו יסבור יחייך שינדס לדבר רולו דבר שנראה למני ואודם תשים לראש הראש שלו חמר יישא שיר על ידם חמר עלי כלים דימה פעלות דבים ולא מכירים קצועים תעביר שר שרונן אב, אני אבי שם ויעשה אדם ורגע ביפר גדין סטטייסי סייגי הרש המנשס פר גדין פר גדין means you see a full מסעד means that you have to apply the מסעד both ways פר גדין means you don't have to apply masad both ways. Just one way, it doesn't have to be chayza chalila. So make this called pardon. For example, if before, when Rashi mentioned how he could learn out Shem from Bevi Karen, so then we couldn't learn it out pardon by without chayza chalila. But just once, for example, in other words, we learn out all the mazikin from Be'er V'Keren. And we say, if they, that is not here for mazik, so it's relatively cow, so it's chayev, so, shen and regal and ish, that are here for mazik, certainly chayev. So then we say, but maybe Be'er has a chumra, that's why he's chayev. In spite of the fact he has the kula, he's not Ruach HaMazik, but it's true as Yosru Nezik. It's a mikshel at the very outset. But other mazikim are not a mikshel at the very outset. So then, if we say, Malay libe'er she'id, Malay be'er she'chim t'res as Yosru Nezik, תימא, בישן ורגל ואודם שאין תחלס עשיוס לנזק so then we say קרם יחייך קרם is not תחלס עשיוס לנזק either and still is high that's not parodied in it because you have to apply the alfusa twice first you say מה? Now let's go over the Rashi again גיק סייביה בקרם עשה שם עיניי הוח, מה ברשן דאק לרח להזיק חייב, שם שדאק לרח להזיק לקוש, מה לברשן דאק לרח נזק, תימא בשם, כן יחייך, מה הוא כן חמס להזיק, די יחייך, סבן, יחי זה יכול להיות. מה שאם כן יהיה, that in the case, if the Torah had mentioned, ויר and כן, so then we could learn how it came to Edwin Adam, for a full officer, not a heavy officer. We'd have to resort to a full officer. But suppose the Torah had mentioned Be'er and Eish, then we could learn out Shem and Rebbe and Adam, even in heavy officer. Well, how? So, without being Chayza Chalila, וכל מקסיב בי ואיש, אבל עושה אימא בהיידין מבי. וכי פארך, איף בי, that is relatively cold. It's not תחילס relatively cold. It's not רלך ומאזיק. So it's still חייב, so שרן and רגל and אדם, that is more חמור, that is רלך ומאזיק, שרת ושבחייב. So then you would say, Mal Be'er Shechin Tchilas, as Yosei, in Ezekso, that's Mochomo. So then we say, Eish Techiach, and then we have already the whole Drosh. So then we couldn't say, Mal Eish, we couldn't say, over there, so when the Alfusa was from Be'er and Karen, so then we say, Mali Karen, שחינוך או מזיק, so yet to be chizacholure in theory, they are tachiyach. But that word, then we had to resort to the chizacholure if the two mlamdim had consisted of bear and carrot. But when the two mlamdim consist not of bear and carrot, and they consist of bear and eish, then we can deduce all other mazikim for heavy office. In other words, we don't have to follow it up with the chizacholure and say again Karen Yechi, and say Karen Yechiach. But we just, it's finished by applying it once without applying it again, without chizacholure. In other words, if the tumulambi abir and eish, so then we say if Beya, that is not a Lechomaz, it is relatively calm, is Chayev, so Hashem and Regal and Odom, that is Hilechomaz, it Mechomo, certainly Shebechayev. Now, then we say, Malu Beya Shat Chilis, as Yesh Lenazikit, as a Chumre, so then we have to answer just once, that Eish Techiach, it's not Chilis as Nezik, and then you cannot say Malish, you couldn't say Malish, so in other words, that's called Pardu Redini. When isn't it called Pardu Redini, when you have to be Chizav Chalires, as in the case where the Tumul Amdun consists of Beir and Karen, and we say, if Beir, that is relatively Kal, that he is not Yerachomazik, he's Chayev, so Shem and Regal and Eish, which are Mochomo, that Yerachomazik, certainly should be Chayev, so then we say, Mal Beish Chuz Osel Nezek, so then we say, Karen Yechiach, so then we say, Mal Karen, Yerachomazik, so then we have to say again, Beir Techiach, that's called full dine. And part of the dine is when we do not have to be chizacholir, we just half of yalfusa is enough. So that's called part of the dine. So he says, V'chol mikosav, beya ve'ish, havo'osi ina v'haydine, mi'beya, v'chi parchos malu beya shachem tchoz ha'sviosh l'mezek, tina v'regal v'shem v'yodom, eish techiach, malu eish shachem edes l'acho, bein sh'ro'u lo, bein sh'ino ro'u lo. In other words, so if the Torah had mentioned the two mlamdim of beya and eish, and we would say at first, if Beya, that is not a lechomazik, so it's relatively kal. So it's higher, so the mazikin like Shen and Regel and Odom, who are more chomer than Beya, that is, and why are they more chomer? Because they are lechomazik, certainly should be higher. So then we have a fear, we can say, no, Beya has one chumre that Shen and Regel and Adam don't have. What's the chumra that Beir has that Shen and Regel and Adam don't have? Is Tchias HaSiyosei Linezek. So then we say Shen Techiach. But then we can still have a Pircha and say Mali Shen Shechayodes Bein Bidover Ha'olo Bein Bidover Shein Ha'olo. Shen has the chumre, I mean, Eish. Eish has the chumre that it's chayev, even if it is mazik, something that is not adapted to be mazik. Something that is strange, that is unusually affected by the hezek of Eish. Let's say, when a fire singes stone, is that the usual thing for fire to sing stone usually? A fire doesn't sing stone. A fire singes and burns wood, clothing, paper, but not stone. But still sometimes, when it does happen, seldom, rarely, that a fire singes stone, so it's still high. So Eish has the chumre that the Chen and Draga and Odom don't have, namely the Chen is that Ish is Chayev, even the Dovashin Rola. What the Dovashin Rola stole? He's still Chayev Nashi. So how can you learn out? How can you learn out? Shen and Regal and Odom, they are not Chayev Bidovar Shein Rola. This is what Rashi says. Snaigen. וכי מיקוס הבן ואיש עבר שין ארבעי דינו מבר וכי פארך עשמה לבר שכבר זו סנר זה בקוס בר הזה ספש לחומרה that שם רגון אודם דונטב תחילה זו נזק תים לרגע שם ואודם so איש תחייך איש does not have the chumra of Tros HaShios Nezek either and still Chayev so maybe we can learn out Shem Ragul Adam even though they don't have the chumra of Tros HaShios Nezek are also Chayev Eishafia Malu Yishafi Mod Islach Bin Shirolo Bin Shirolo so he could have the desk of Pirche but Eish does not have the Pirche of Tres Yosel Nezek does not have the Chumre of Tres Yosel Nezek but it has the Chumre of Modes Bin Bidava Shirolo Bin Dava Shirolo Eish is Chayev even if it is Mazik something that is that seldom, that very rarely it is magic. Let's see, stone, Devashin Rola. So, Bela Yoch, Tim Abishain, Shin Meresel, Devashin Rola. So, Bela Yoch, Yashatish is Kasha against this Kasha is, how can we say, Tim Abishain, Shin Meresel, Devashin Rola? Shen, if it's Devashin Rola, so then it's not Shen. So it's not the Shen is Potter. It's not Shem. Therefore, what is Shem? Shem is Yesham Elazik. Shem is Yesham Elazik. And if it's a Dovashin Rolo, what is Dovashin Rolo? Psus, Kirib. Suppose a behemoth would come into the Rishus HaNizek and eat up clothing. Eat up clothing. So if a goat would come into Rishus HaNizek and eat clothing, so it's usual. But if a behemoth, cow, or a chameya would eat up clothing or paper, a goat, so it's normal. But for a behemoth, cow, or a sheya, a donkey, it's not normal to eat up paper or clothing or cane, so it's better. So this is cash. So that means the chen does not possess the chumre that Eish possesses. Eish possesses the chumre, even if it is magic something that in Rolo that is not adapted suited for to be magic. In other words, like stone is chayev. But chen, when it's magic something that is not adapted to it, to the tezek, let's say when it eats up clothing or paper or kelim, so then it's potter. So then, in other words, so that would be pirche if when a shen eats up paper, it is still shen, but it's potter. But if a shen eats up paper, it's not even shen. What is it, carrot? Because that's Mishune. That's Mishune, if it's unusual. So how can you use it as a pirch? So then Teisva says, because we find certain Gemaras that even something that is Yefshea can also be used as a pirch. Let's say in the Sugim of Kame, Eved Visha, Mal Yisha Shachinina B'Milo, but it's Yefshea B'Milo. So this is how it explains the Rashi. But anyway, that's Teisva's Hasogi on Rashi. So, because I said, "Tim, I'm going to be shamed by the Meister here." Eish is not, does not have the chumrah. It was as soon as he came down, still is higher. So he can learn Eish and the regal and Odom, even though they don't have the chumrah. It was as soon as he came down. Malish, but then you have a pure Malish, Shachimadis Lacho, Binsh, Olo, Binsh, Inu, Olo. Kineitzim, Kinin, Davonim. So Eish is another chumre. The Chen, the Rage, Alon, Adam, don't have. It is Chayev, even when it is Mazik, something that it very, very rarely is Mazik. Something that is infrequently Mazik. Still it is Chayev. Mashen, Kintrim, Abishon. That it's not magic when it's in Rolo, but in Rolo, so it's not Iptu. Then it's not Shem, it's Rolo, all right, but still, according to Rashi, we can use as a Purch. So then, Bittin Abishon Shimeres, or the Rolo, so then we answer that Purch, Beyachiach, the Beyachiach. Does not have the chumra of being chayev for something that is unusual. Shein mu'et el davar olo, davashe, but is not, peyer is not chayev for something that is not usual. How do we know that? We had our loche, the chair is not chayev when the hezek is an unusual hezek. So Rashi says yes, because we have exerced a kosuk, sheyev le'odom. So if an Odom falls into a Be'er Yud, if Ishea falls into a Be'er Yud and gets killed, so the Barabir is mechuyev to pay. But suppose an Odom falls into the Be'er Yud and gets killed, so then the Barabir is potter. Why is it potter? Because Shea Odom. But Rashi explains that even though there was a kosher of Shevur Yodom, but there was a kosher of Shevur Yodom is declaratory of any role. Why does the Torah pater the Balabeya from the Ktole of an Odom? Because that is unusual. That an Odom should get killed in a Beya. He should get killed in a Beya. In a Be'er Yud is highly unusual. Highly unusual. Why is it highly unusual? After all, I mean, a behemoth is even stronger than an Odom. If a bull can get killed in a Be'er Yud and it's not an unnatural thing, so why should it be unnatural when an Odom gets killed? When an Odom gets killed. So that's really Tesis Kashi, but we have to understand it, what's a Rashi. So we see that so we have the machlokes between Tesis and Rashi. According, of course there is a Gersa Kosov, Shevel Yodom. But we say Shevel Yodom, Dafke Ligabik Torah, but Ligabi Nizokim, so the Barabir is chayev, don't make a big toy. But Ligabe Isheia, if Isheia gets killed, so the Barabir is chayev. According to, just the Gzor Sakos, without any time. But according to Rashi, the Gzor Sakosov is based upon his law. Now, it's based upon his law, it's not the Gzor Sakosov without any time. Why? What's the pshat in the Gzor Sakosov? Because when an Odom gets killed, it's in Rolo. It's in Rolo. Why is it in Rolo? I mean, when a bull gets killed, is Rolo. I mean, a bull is stronger than an Odom, and still is chayev, and an Odom is, so why is it in Rolo? So apparently we... Und Pshat is, Yishli das lishmer atzme. In Arusim Odom is an intelligent being, so he knows how to protect himself. This is called, you know, in science, is mentioned as the characteristic of all living things, not Afghan other, of all living things, even animals also, adaptability, you know. A living thing, even an animal, has the characteristic of adaptability. He can adjust himself to the elements of nature. But other Muslim Azle, and he's an intelligent being, so the it's a question of degree, so the ability to overcome the elements of nature by an Odom is much greater than the ability in Ibal Chai. So there's the Pshat, not the Muslim Azle. And then there's another Pshat in Rashi. That Rashi is a little obscure in that base, but Rabbi Vega, we discussed it, mentions the Rashi in Shabbos, that there it means that an Odom has a Malach who watches over him. So what's the Pshat Malach? The Rambam says in Me'or Nivuchim that even in Teiro Nevi'im Uksuvim, sometimes Malach is not Kipshuti Malach Mamish, but it means a Shliach of God. Yes, a Shliach of God. And the laws of nature are called Malachim. And in Chazal, so you many times, when Chazal speak of Malachim, it's not Kipshuti Malachim Mamish. Even the Torah sometimes Malach does not mean Malach Mamish. But most of the time in the Torah, when the Torah speaks of Malachim, it means Malach Mamish. But in Chazal, so many more times when Chazal speak of Malach, it doesn't mean Malach Mamish. It means a Shliach of God. The laws of nature are also Shluchim of God. So in other words, so when Rashi says in Shabbos, and according to Rabbi Tveya, this is the second Lashon in Rashi, in the Kamed Abbeis, that the first Lashon is, Odom Muslim Hazla means, Yishli Das Lishmer Satsma. In other words, he has more of the ability to adapt himself to the elements of nature, to overcome the elements of nature. Let's say a human being, so when it's freezing weather, what does he do? He puts on a heavy coat, he puts on gloves, you know. Ibal Chai doesn't have all these adaptations, because so usually das lishmer atzmei. And then the other pshat is because he has mazel, because there is a malach who watches him. There's the Hashgacha Pratis. And the Hashgacha Pratis usually operates within the framework of nature. So people, if somebody does not see the Hashgacha, so it's his own fault, because he can explain it within the laws of nature. But why does it work that way? Why does it work that way? Let's say when there was the Pan-American crash, so there are many people, many Orthodox Jews, you know, for some inexplicable reason, they canceled the reservation. And at that time, it was canceled, and they were very angry why they couldn't make it. But then it turned out there was a crash, so that was Hashgacha Pratis. But somebody is not in my mind, he'll say, oh, it just happened like this. In other words, the Hashgacha Pratis usually operates within the framework of nature. That's why, I mean, fools like the Russian astronauts, when they ascended the moon, so they said, now he knows there is no God in the world, because he flew to the moon and he did not see God. He expected to see God as he flies, I mean, the big Hochet. So then, 2 months later, so, of course, the Russian media did not mention it. It's not like the American media that they announce everything. But then it turned out, it was divulged that there were many accidents an astronaut, and they were all killed, and it happened within months after that big Chochem announced that he has proof there is no God in the world, because he didn't see, he expected that God should stretch out his arm to him, to the Russian, asked, hello, how are you? I mean, that's what he expected. So anyway, so the Hashgacha Pratis usually operates within the framework of nature. That's the Malach, that Rashi Yisachar Shabbos says. So I think when Rashi says the Xeros HaKosuf of Shir V'Liodom is not Xeros HaKosuf like Poradume. It's the declaratory of Yisvoro. Of course it's Xeros HaKosuf, but it's not Xeros HaKosuf like Poradume. It's the declaratory of Yisvoro. Why Shir V'Liodom? Shir, yes. If he shares a bull, falls into a bear you Israel. And after all, it takes more of an effort to kill a bull than to kill a human being. But still, if he shares a bull, falls into a bear you, so the barabir is high. But if an Odom falls into bear you and gets killed, he's better. Why? So this is the kashe, but how can you say because it's in Rolo? But we say that's this is kashe. We say only Gabiktore is potter, but Gabinizoki, if it had been, if it's just Exeros HaKosuf, like Poradume, no kashes. So this Exeros HaKosuf. In other words, Ligabiktore is potter, Ligabinizoki is chayet. But if it is. If it is a svara, if the Xeros HaKosuf is the clarity of his svara, so it should be potter from his Zokin also. But it's not such a kash, because the svara is because of the Muslim Masli. So certainly, according to the second Lashon Rash, that all the Muslim Masli doesn't mean because he's an intelligent being, he knows how to protect himself and to adapt himself to the circumstances and to overcome the elements of nature. But the time is because he malach watches over him. What does it mean a malach watches over him? In other words, Hashgacha Pratis. And Hashgacha Pratis really operates usually within the framework of nature. Some mele gets the malach. Some mele gets why? Because the Hashgacha Pratis is interested in preserving the life of a human being. So when it's a question just of being hurt, not of getting killed, so the reasons so much Hashgacha Pratis, there is Hashgacha Pratis in regard to getting hurt too. I mean, you know, make it as Bill Mata and Kigulam or Milo, but there is more of a Hashgacha by the Rebbeinu Shalom to guard over a human being that he shouldn't, Chas V'Shalom, get killed, than that he shouldn't get hurt, because he gets hurt, all right, so what? It's not so terrible, it's not such a catastrophe, but if he gets killed, it's a bigger disaster, so there is more of a Hashgacha against a human being getting killed. So that's why he's high. But the reason as to why a human being, if a human being does get killed, so it's more unusual, because usually a human being should not get killed. When a bull gets killed, so too, it requires more of an effort to kill a bull than to kill a human being. But over a bull, there is no Hashgacha Pratis, as the Rambam says in Ma'ane Bochim. So there is only Hashgacha Kolis. So melee is a very normal occurrence. But for a human being, so normally there is Hashgacha Pratis. There is Hashgacha Pratis, and Hashgacha Pratis in the sense of preventing like this. I mean, it would be, if not for the Hashgacha Pratis, it would be more usual for a human being to get killed in a bear yurt than for a bull to get killed. After all, the bull is so much stronger. he can endure much more than a human being. But over a human being, it's much more natural to get killed, because there is no Ashgacha Pratis, of course, so he gets killed, usually most of the time. But a human being, even when normally he would fall in, so the Ashgacha operates that he shouldn't fall in. Why? How does Ashgacha operate? The Ashgacha, even if he's absent-minded, so then when he passes by a Be'ayud, so he'll wake up and he'll be, why? It's not because he's so perceptive. It has nothing to do with his perception. It's because of the Ashgacha Pratis. But the reason is why an Odom is poter, because when an Odom falls into a Be'ayud and gets killed, so normally it doesn't happen. But it's an unusual occurrence. So it's the Roshin Roller, so it's poter. So maybe we can make the Pirche. Now Eish, so you can't learn out from Eish. You can't learn out from Eish. That when we made the Pirche, now Eish, Shechemer Deslach, Bein Sherolo, Bein Shein Rolo, Kigin Eishim Kirin, Avon and Tiam Vishen, Shemer Yisrael Dover Rolo, Is Be'er Yechiyach, Shein Muet Eri Dover Rolo, Dover Shein Rolo, Omai Ni Odom, Tichsiv Nefesh HaMashiach, Hamei Yashev, Odom Chamim Rekeim. So then, this Kashi is number one. This doesn't spell out the number one, but it's implicit in this. But number one, the Kashi is Menashech, if it's a Ptur because it's in a Rolo, so why is Dafke Odom Poter Ptore? So Ishiya should also be Poter on Ptore. On the contrary, it takes more of an effort to kill a bull than to kill another. The answer is no, it takes more of an effort to kill a bull than to kill another. But a Be'ayud is capable of killing. So Mamele, and if it's capable of killing, when the Shia doesn't see and he falls in, so Mamele is capable of killing another. Also, on the contrary, a Shia is not about Machshavos. A Shia is not a Machshavos. Do you ever see an absent-minded Shia? You have an absent-minded professor, but not an absent-minded Shia. And still, it's more common that a Shia falls in. Why? Because he didn't notice. Even though he never concentrates, he's not a Machshavos. So, Bidarach HaTeva, an Odom should fall in more frequently, because he's a Machshavos, he has something to think about. Either he thinks about the Rambam or he thinks about the Bogel, but he has something to think about, and still, it doesn't happen so often as when he's here. Why? What do you tell us? Because of Ashgacha Pratis. So maybe if it does happen, so it's an aberration, it's in a Rolo, it's not a usual occurrence. My new Adam, the Chsiv Nafel Shamashir, Chamei, Adam, Shiru Adam, Chamei, Rekelim, the Nafel Beir, Adam, Kilim, Potam, Barabeir, Hasadar Shevzhen, Afani of Shein, the also Adam, the Rebbe, the Pargadidine. This is called Pargadidine, and the Yalfuse can be completed halfway. You don't have to be Chizah Cholile in order to complete the Yalfuse. Yes.
And why by Eish didn't we need Exer Sakasu for Davar Shein Roi Lo?
Because they're special Exer Sakasu. Because otherwise, Meicha Teise, Hino Misarasvore, we shouldn't be Mechayev for an unusual occurrence. We shouldn't be Mechayev, because the Mechayev is Lo Yishmerano, negligence. So if the Hezek occurs through a natural event, okay, so then he's negligent. But if the Hezek occurs in an aberrational way, in an unusual way, we couldn't say that he's very negligent. So the negligent is reduced to a minimum. You see, so Misarasvore, without El Zeros HaKosov, Misarasvore, we should not be mechayev any mazik for Einer Olam, because Einer Olam means it's an aberrational event. It's something unusual.
So it's not negligent. So we could say the same thing by Adam.
Let's say, when there is an airplane crash, would you say that the pilot is negligent? It's not negligent, because is something that happens very infrequently, so it's not negligible. So that reduces the pshia. So melem zasvore, every mazik, including Odom, should be potter for any role.
But we have exeris akosu by
Odom. Okay, to Tzunzi, all right. So we have to, so by Eish we have exeris akosu. By Eish we have exeris akosu. That is chayev, even when the Eish is mazik avonim. When the fire singes stones, so could you say without Zeros HaKosov, how could we mechayev Baraish? What could you say? Well, you're negligent. You should have anticipated that this fire would singe stone. Why should he anticipate such a thing? So he shouldn't anticipate. So in the same way as when a fire flares up, for Hashem Mitzuyo, he's potter. Why? Because he's not negligent. How he's not expected to anticipate that all of a sudden, out of the blue sky, there would be a hurricane, a tornado. Just happened. So maybe even when the fire is spread by an ordinary wind, but if it singes stone, and this is something that happens very, very seldom, so he should not be chayev, but we have exeris HaKosov that he is chayev. Dichi amatish, dichi achlekom nifmala ishnide, avon ker rasye, dimalas ala shabar bibereish, shechimu adun mitchiloson, ulochem atatrove beyod mechad miido, chad, מיידך ומצלמי מעטי שבשחד מנאי עושה כולו מהו ומחד מיידך ומקולטרי מנאי אליה ועושה להיכר So why does Rava say בוא מחד מנאי But בוא must be one of the two מלמדים But then the second מלמד can be anyone can be Karen The first מלמד has to be there Not Shem, not Regal, not Odom, not Karen. The first Muhammad must be there. And then the second Muhammad can be anyone. So any one of the Mazikim can be Mitzurah, can be joined to Be'er. But suppose, why doesn't Rava say, two Muhammad, Karen and Shem, Shem and Regal, Karen and Odom. Odom and Shem, Odom and Raya. No, then we couldn't learn out everything. Why? What not? The mechad v'idoch, l'motzomer k'shol yishad b'mayos y'kulu ma'ui mechad n'idoch. Any two, m'lamdim, we couldn't learn out everything. Why? The mechol t'chay minayo le'avos lo'i keren v'lo'i be'ya. So suppose keren me'ish v'regel Kerem Eish Kerega Vishem Ve'odom Lo Yidimah Likula Shechim Muadim Mitzchulos Ubil Namer Asye Dimah Likula Shechim Da'otan Lirach Lazik So suppose we had Eish and Regal Shem and Regal Odom and Eish We couldn't learn out Be'er Because Be'er has one Kule that is unique peculiar to Be'er What's the Kule of Be'er It's not Hilach Mazik. Be'er is the only Mazik that is completely passive. All the other Mazikim are active Mazikim. And they come to the Nizik. But Be'er has the Kule. We see, according to Rashbo, Be'er is the only Mazik where we apply the Aloch of Nish Minadin and we explain it. Why? Because the Chiyuv Tashlim for all the other Mazikim who are active Mazikim is not necessarily based upon the Ma'isa Avera of Ishmael. Just responsible. But Be'er, when he's not an active Mazik and the Nizek comes to the Mazik and he really fell into the veil, so he really went to the, he's the biggest contributor in veil. The Nizek is the biggest contributor. So Mele, without the Maisa, Beira Flishmeran, he wouldn't be chayim. Anyway, so Beira is considered to have a unique kule, because it's in Hilch Masik. It's past. So we could learn out. No, we couldn't learn out. Let's say Kerem and Shen, Kerem and Regel, Kerem and Eish, Kerem and Odom. We couldn't learn out everything. Inokat Kerem ike troi loyos minei umichad nidoch. Suppose the Torah had mentioned Keren and Shen, or Keren and Adam, so then we couldn't learn how to teach, because we could say the Parchim and Malas Hashem Ben Shechem Yish Ben Rechai. So it's more homo, but teach is in the Rechai. So Rashi Shani Birmanai, the Fatina Malaisha, and the Heres of the Dorosh and the Rolo, King Killing, Tim Bishan Potter, Killing, Namas Nissen, let them in a Kerrechia, who Birman Amelias Munaish, and Dartle Razak Machine can be there. Alright. Then, the Gemara says, but, so, if the Torah mentioned Bayer and one more Mazik, would learn out all the other Mazikim, except Keren. Why? Because Keren has a kule that is peculiar to Keren. Because what's the kule of Keren? It's a nimud mitchalos. It's in the barn of Keren, she became now a kule of nimud mitchalos. Uman doma radara be Keren adife shekavnos lehazik afil Keren ameas. Afil Keren ameas. El mai hilchese. So, what's the, who is the Mandoma who says Keren Adife? So Rashi says, Luis Parashev. You know, Rashi was never ashamed to say he doesn't know. Rashi found many times in Rashi. He doesn't know. Rashi didn't know. But Teisve says, and the other Rashi, they say that the Mandoma who says Keren Adife, that's Rav Papa. There is a machlekes between Rav Papa and Rav Nebrit, Rav Yeshua, with the Pargans, the Mameine, or Pargans, Keknose. So, what's the machlekes? So the Gemara points out, Rav Papa is the Uipaskan, Rav Nebrit, Rav Yeshua. That Pargans, Keknose. But Rav Papa says, Pargans, Keknose, because Stam Shvorin, Lavechas Kashim Okaimi, the average Tam, Shia Tam, is to be considered, is to be presumed ferocious, even though he has not as yet addicted itself. It is not as yet addicted itself to going, but the average axe, the unaddicted axe, is presumed ferocious. Well, if he's some male, the owner should have taken notice of the ferocious nature of his acts, and he should have exercised shmira over it. Some male he didn't, he should not have even had. But mitzad midasadim, but the Torah had compassion because he's negligent, but not so culpably. The degree of negligent is not so culpably negligent. So the Torah had compassion. Because so the Torah commuted the Midas Adin into Midas Arachamim. That's what it means. It deflected from Mishpot to Tzedek. From Mishpot to Tzedek. So because he had compassion upon the person, because he's negligent, but not so negligent. So but Meila sins mitzad Midas Adin, he should pay whole damages, except that it was a commuted sentence by the Torah. So Mele, they have damages of the apoches are to be considered as mommy, not as knas. And Ravun Rabbi Shua says Paul Ben Iski knas because tam shvorim because the shimuch, the average unaddicted acts is to presume not ferocious, innocent, but some male mitzad midas adin, so then he should be totally gone. It's not negative. But the Torah here had compassion. The Torah counts in him. What do you mean counts in him? According to Rav Popa Brit Rav Yeshua, so the compassion by the Torah was directed towards the mazik. Had compassion on him. Because we're not saying, according to the Ravun Rav Yeshua, that mitzad midas adin, the mazik, the balashir shouldn't be chayev altogether. So the Torah had compassion upon society as a whole. Imagine if the owner of a shared town would be totally gambre, so every owner of an ox would be encouraged not to exercise any shmir. So the Torah had compassion upon society in order to protect society. So the Torah counseled him and imposed upon him extra care, so in order to protect society. So maybe it's nice. So Rav Netam says that when the Gemara says Uman Domar Adara Bekeren Adife Shekames Lahazik, that means Rav Popi. According to Rav Neperit Rav Yishua, that Stam Shvorim is Bichas Kashimu Kaime. And still, but there is exeris hakosuf, an extra knas, in order to protect society, that people should know they have to exercise extra care of their acts, in order they shouldn't be, no one should get hurt. So some mele is karen has a big kule. There is less of a reason to mechayev. So merely the Torah had mentioned Beir and one other mazik, we could learn out every other mazik except Karen, because Karen has a unique kula. After all, it is imuadin mitchloson. So in other words, that means there is more of a reason he should be potter. After all, what did he do? He didn't watch over an innocent chair, and not an innocent, well-behaving chair. So, he's not negligent. Why should we chayev? So maybe Bill is chayev because he's negligent, and the other mazik, the Torah says he's chayev, but Karen is not negligent. Mashein kin, according to Rav Popa, who says that Paragin is kimomene, so misad midas adin, Karen Ibn, the first time should be Chayim Yerushalayim, but it's only because of a commuted sentence, because the Torah had compassion upon the Mazik. But Misadmi Sadini should be Mechuyev, so on the contrary, there is more of a reason to Mechayim, because when a Karen does damage, he does it maliciously, and the owner knows that he's malicious. He has a malicious axe and doesn't watch over him. He's very negligent. So there is more of a reason for Karen than for Adam Azik.
So the one reason, Adam Karen Adim should come on us with Azik.
Yeah.
It's come on us with Azik that the Sibu for Mandam of all's Karen is it? The Karen is.
No, that's not a Sibu. No. The Sibu, no.
Karen people
No. Because according to the CBEs, because Stam Shvorin,
Lavir,
because Kashino Kaime, he's innocent. He's the average unaddicted chair. He's a well behaving chair.
That's a quick rundown of Becheskashino Kaime.
Yeah, right, no.
When the word says La Adram Karen Adip, then we're mean because it's La Becheskashino Kaime, the case is the same.
It's love,
right.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry.
The man that holds Karen Adifa is because it's not other because of Lava Cheska Shiva Kanya.
No, no, no.
Shiva Kanya makes it Dr. Lazak like every other one.
It makes him negligent. But then the fact that the Hezek act is done maliciously makes him even more negligent.
So Rashi's saying there's no such man, Rashi's just saying there's no such man, the Omer. Prefer said that Karen Adib is coming
up. Oh, yes, Rashi says in his parasha, but I'm explaining Gabon Tam, I'm not explaining Rashi. I'm explaining Gabon Tam, of course, according to Rashi. So it's not even mentioned. Who is that Mandama? But I am explaining Rabbi Tam. According to Rabbi Tam, that Mandama Rada Rabbi Keren Adife, that's Rav Pope who says that Pardon Niski is Momene because Tam Shvorim Lavechas Kashimokhaim. That means the average undicted ox is ferocious. Ferocious. So Melif is ferocious. So he's really fully negligent. Except the Torah commuted the sentence. So Mary is modern, but he's fully negligent, 100% negligent. Not partially negligent, but fully negligent. But then you say, so why is it Adife? So then we mention the other factor. Since he's fully negligent, then it makes him even more negligent. Because of the factor that is Kavnos L'Azik. Kavnos L'Azik means Adam Azikim Shen Red Rodon. So they are Mazik not because they are interested in being Mazik. They want to satisfy their appetites. They want to satisfy their appetites. But Karen, if we say that he is innocent, so then he's not negligent altogether. But if we say like Ravune Brit Ravish, like Rav Pope, that Lava Chazushimakam is ferocious. So then the owner is even more negligent because he knows he has a wild animal in his possession who is very likely just maliciously out of malice to injure somebody, and when a person is motivated by malice, then he can run berserk. If a person is motivated by instincts, okay, so there's a limit. He has to satisfy his instinct. And if the owner makes sure that the ox shouldn't be hungry and this and that, so we'll not be masked. But if a person is motivated by malice, then there is no limit. So melee, if there is no limit, and he has a way to curb it. He can chain him, he can do this, he can do that. So melee, the owner is even more negligent. If he is ferocious, so the Kavnos L'Azik escalates the negligence. Elmai Hilchase.
See, she was saying Lava Cheskashim Akami is negligent as the other Mazikim, as Dr. Lazik.
But, yes, right, yeah. We'll soon see whether it is so. We'll soon see, okay. But that's the Pshat in Rabbatam. That's the Pshat in Rabbatam. In other words.
You might not have a meaning even by word.
Yeah.
To say that it's not. But it's not Dr. Lahazik.
No, the Gemara doesn't mean that word.
The Gemara, therefore, which says Kivin, unless it's Kivin Diyayin, is the Gemara, I mean, it was by word that.
Yeah.
It says, Chishar Dr. Lahazik, Pumur. Thank you, Mara. Who are Dr. Lahazik? The Gemara says Kivin Diyayin. So
you
want to have me in the hell.
You mean this having me in the hell?
This having me in the hell, Dr. Lahazik. This is the Gemara.
I mentioned many times that in the Gemara we have two kinds of Salkad Aitoch. We have a Salkad Aitoch where one Mandoma really held at one time, one way, and then he conceded to the other Mandoma. But there is another Salkad Aitoch that is like the Salkad Aitoch of Manishtana Rala Zemikola Lelis. No. So it doesn't mean that the one who asks doesn't know anything, and the one who answers has all the Torah. The Rambam says it's a Gemara in Pesachim. Suppose he has no wife and he has no family, he has no children, and he celebrates the Seder by himself. So he asks himself and he gives an answer to himself. So there's the aloche. You have to ask and you have to answer. Now, when he asks himself, he certainly knows at the time he asks. So the answer, all right, when a child asks, maybe the child doesn't know. If the child is not so smart, so he doesn't know. If he's smart, he knows already in advance what the answer is going to be. But when he asks himself, he certainly knows what the answer is. But he still asks it. He formulates it in form of question and answer. So this Havamini, should I go out, should I? So the more answers, what's the more? So I think this Alkadaitoch is in the form, is in the prine of Manishtan. It's not that
why can't you say that even though there is such a story to say that Bashar it's taka not as strong in the Daka Lelachlahazik, but the Kavanos Lahazik itself, but when it does go to Hazik, the Kavanos is so malicious. That in itself is stronger. In other words, you could say that the Lav Mechaz Kashimua is probably it's not as strong as other Mazik in the when you compare them in whether they got whether your negligence is so bad. In other words, maybe your negligence is not so bad because Taka it's only Lav Mechaz Kashimua.
Yeah.
And the other ones are Taka Mamish like the
in other words, according to Rav Popper, that Stam Shvor in Lava Chasishimu Kaime, so he's negligent, but moderate negligence.
So what makes it strong negligence? Because since it has the potential to be a malicious shor, that in itself is
what you are saying is mamish the same what I'm saying. It's a question of semantics, you know. I say, without Kavanos Lahazik, he's also negligent, he's fully negligent. Miller, Kavanos Lahazik escalates the negligence. And you say, no, without Kavanos Lahazik, it's substantial negligence. It's not slight negligence. According to Ravuni Brit, Rav Shue, Sam Shor, Shime, so it's slight negligence, minimal negligence. And according to Rav Popper, the Sam Shvorim, Lav Rishim Kaime, so it's substantial negligence, but not full negligence like the others, but through the Kavanos Lahazik, so then it becomes on par.
Well,
it's the same thing what I'm saying. It's only a question of semantics. Mm-hmm. When I was a little child, I'll tell you a story. When I was a little child, so in Warsaw, I was 6 years old then, and in Warsaw came Shmayolovin. I mean, today he would be considered 100% Orthodox Jew, I mean. But he was, in those days, he was called the Zionist Maggid, but today he could pass the test of orthodoxy with flying colors. He could be admitted not only as a member in the Mizrahi, but even the Agudas Yisrael. So, I mean, he was very modern, you know, he was the Zionist Maggid, Shmayor Levin. And he was known as a great speaker, as a Maggid, and with a lot of sophisticated wit. Sophisticated. My mother, Zecheinu Livracha, wanted to hear him, because Yolovin had a Shem Dov. He was the Zionist Maggid par excellence, you know, that the Zionist organization had. But I was 6 years old, and at that time, you know, this invention of a babysitter did not exist. People did not know of such a thing. So, and I was 6 years old, so she took me. And I remember his drasha. So he said that Jews have a way of expressing themselves the same way but in seemingly opposite formulations. For example, he says, you ask a Jew, one Jew asks a Jew. He asks one Jew, was macht er Yid? So he said, men stupt sich herein. You know, that's the usual answer. He pushes himself in. Then he asks another Jew, was macht er Yid? So he said, men stupt sich herein. I managed to push myself out. Then he asks the third Jew, was macht er Yid? So he says, men halt sich nein stupt. So one said, men stupt sich herein. And one said, men stupt sich herein. And one said, men halt sich nein stupt. Seemingly opposite answers, but they mean the same thing. They mean the same thing. So he mentioned that. He mentioned that he says, sometimes you find in the city, he said, you find machlekes, right? Right, machlekes. In a certain shul, so they daven Nusach Ashkenaz. So then a few more Jews start davening, whoa, Ashkenaz! You have to say Yatzmach Pukone. If you don't say Yatzmach Pukone, so they make a big machlekes and make another minyan and then, let's say, in a certain shul, the Rov gives the Shir Mishneh Berurah. Then comes another Guf Shul, what's Mishneh Berurah? You have to have a Shir in Chayodah, what's Mishneh Berurah? So in one shul, so they say, we learn Musa, Mitzvah Yisharim. So then they come another Guf Shul, say, what Mitzvah Yisharim? You have to learn Chavos Halavis. So he says, and actually they all mean the same thing. So Shorim, Chavos Halavis. Yeah, you say Yatzmach Pukami, you don't say Yatzmach Pukami. What difference does it make? But they all mean the same thing, but they like to formulate it in different terms. I mean, it's a very profound word. I mean, the machlekes between Rabbonim and Hasidic Rabbeim, they mean the same thing. So when it comes to fight the conservative rabbis and the reform rabbis, so then they don't join each other to fight the common enemy. No, they keep quiet. But to fight each other, even though they both mean the same thing, they both mean the same thing, and Rabbonim too, I mean, you don't find machlekes now between Rabbonim. They all mean the same thing, but they fight each other. You mean the same thing, why do you fight? You have to fight over. Yes, saying Yatzmach Pukane, not saying Yatzmach Pukane. Yeah, what difference does it make? But that's the way. What you said is the same thing as I said, but you expressed it in different words. Okay. Yes.
According to the man, the Amor holds Karen is Lava Difa.
Yeah.
So does that mean that he holds that it's not Kavanos Lahazik?
No! It's Kavanos Lahazik. But Kavanos Lahazik can make him the Baal HaKaren more negligent if without Kavanos Lahazik he's also negligent. But whether we say without Kavanos Lahazik he's moderately, substantially negligent, so maybe the Kavanos Lahazik makes it excessively negligent, or we say without Kavanos Lahazik he's fully negligent, and through the Kavanos Lahazik it escalates the full negligence. It doesn't make any difference, that's semantics. But if according to Ravuni Brit Rav Yeshua, the Sam Shvorim has Keshimo Kaim, so it means he's not negligent at all.
Even though it was Kavanos Lahazik.
So Kavanos Lahazik can act make a non-negligent person to a non-negligent person. A kavanos lahazik, the factor of kavo, of malice, can escalate the negligence, but it cannot transform non-negligence into negligence. That's why I said it's a question of semantics. This is the pshat of Aslav. ליחסים למה יש בזה, מה שאין בזה, לפית משזה רבים, לרסיב והוביע בזדי האחר, לחיוב מאוד ששם יזהק, קלוק ותרבי לו רבון הריקם בשיר פרק שיש נפסה פה, ותראה שדיבר נראה בעיניי, תכני דימה סבלו, דובר יצטרה למיוח אוסר, מה שיש לי פתקש, איש לימד גמור נרסס, לרסיין. So, קרן לחלג מטעמו מהדר שם ורגע לפייצם בשביל סרבים עוד המחי ויבא בו דבורים איש לפתא בין סתם הוא understand because otherwise it wouldn't be necessary for the Torah to write to mention the magic of age we could deduce the magic of age it wouldn't be necessary for the Torah if not for this the unique halachas to mention them because we could deduce it But Beya, why does the Gemara have to mention Beya with the Beya with the Beya Sakeli? After all, Beya could not be omitted by the Torah because Beya is one Mazik that is uniquely called. Uniquely called because it's passive, and if the Torah hadn't spelled it out, we wouldn't know it altogether. It's not for the purpose of know the unique halachas. We wouldn't know Beya altogether. So it's a very strong castle. Rashi says, Agav Kore, the Gemara mentions Beya lifting is a killing, but we don't have to resort to it because Beya the Torah, it was necessary for the Torah to spell out Beya. Because if the Torah hadn't spelled out Beya, we wouldn't even know that Beya is higher. Guess what Rashi says? Nira Beina, Hayudrashik Beya Nira Beina Dina Sidlo, the Beya Yitzchere Lemichtav, the Kol Mitrim Nair Nefak, the Kula Dark and Lirach, the Hazik, the Baam of Beya, El Aydi, the Dorish, the Hirach Asach, the Nocht, the Nam Petru, it's still, it's not, Rashi Shite is, it seems that way, but from Matar Shainim, it seems that even Ligabi Beya, it's necessary to point out that it was necessary for the Torah to mention the magic of Beer. Why? Why should it be like that? Why should it be like that? Because, in other words, it is true. If the Torah hadn't mentioned any magic whatsoever, so then I couldn't, I mean, if the Torah had not mentioned Beya altogether, and if the Torah had mentioned just Beya, Vichadminaya wouldn't know Beya. But suppose the Beya here, Beya is mentioned. Suppose, all right, I'll discuss it, I mean, I'm not ready to explain. But anyway, Rashi says that it's only Agav Kore. The Beya is Nichtav Dokumot. Called him an iron nofak, the cooler dark and little Hazik, the bomb, the bear, Abdi, Doris, Lucas, Achille, Nock and Nock. Lift the Bissodom, Serkidi Doris, Kiyashin and Shebu Odom. Odom Lochakas Rahmon, the Hire David Vorn, Sar, Vipu Shebus, the Beishes, Mashain King, the Holland. Lift the Bissatomon, Shemoy Godin, Tmunin, the Godish Potter Amavia, the Hsil Bey Uyakoma, the Ashin Mishra Kines. Saying the dear Makom of the Goyah, called Goyah, Fukitom on the way, Mashain King Bishir, Bill, Mother, Rabbi, the Polycosm. And Rabbi Machai, and his Kitom on the Eish, Lasu and I, Lasu and Lucha Hamiro, the Sixth of Avon, Shinuch Rachel,